says she loves me.
That's Tonic right there. You could only see 95.9 Bob FM, 8:15 as we roll through the morning. Debbie Clark is here, smiling like can be. Debbie Clark with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Sumner and Cali County. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're always so jacked up and ready to go. You must have good coffee.
8 cups, does it?
Is it really 8 cups?
Yeah.
Do you do? Okay. All right.
It used
Mystery
to be,
solved.
It used to be 12.
Oh, so, it used to be 12?
Yeah, so I've cut back.
What happened then? Did the doctor say you need to cut?
No, the doctor didn't say anything, but I just knew I needed
Maybe you went to see the doctor and he's like, you're bouncing off the bouncing off the wall. You need to chill out a little bit. Okay. Well, you're ready to go. It gets you fired up and ready.
Yeah,
so,
I'm happy to see
Have you had the
it.
8 cups already? Or are you in the middle of it?
I'm just about to finish.
Okay.
I have,
all right.
A cup left.
Okay. So you've done 8 cups by 8:16. You are ready to go. You're high octane then.
Yeah.
I like that. That would explain the smile and everything. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has a bunch of events coming up. That's awesome. First of all, tell us for those who don't know, and I couldn't imagine too many people don't know, but what Big Brothers Big Sisters does and how they do it, and always looking for bigs, right?
Oh, always. Yeah, we've been here for 32 years serving in Cali County, and we're always looking for Big Brothers Big Sisters or couple or family matches.
Sure. Yeah.
We've got we've got 59 kids waiting right now, and these are kids and their parents that have requested to have a mentor. So they're asking for this.
Right.
This isn't something they're being told they have to.
Right.
Do.
Of course. Yeah. They want this to happen.
Right.
I got you. Yeah.
And like we talked about last time is. You know, I don't want to deny them that opportunity,
right? Sure.
I mean, we want them to have the best. So anyways, we're looking for volunteers to serve in those capacities. That's a one-year commitment, and you can either do that in the schools weekly or outside of the schools, and that's a twice-a-month commitment.
I did have a question,
yes.
Because last time, you were in here not too long ago, and had some people ask me, so what is the process like for becoming a big? What do I have to do, like, paperwork-wise? Of course, I'm sure you have to get checked out and all that.
Of
There's background checks and stuff. So what is that process like? How long does that take?
It takes roughly 4 to 6 weeks from the time you start the process to getting matched.
Okay.
Roughly.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, to start out with, you have to, of course, complete an application with references. We also do 5 different background checks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to make sure these folks are on the up and up for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all about child safety, of course.
Of course.
That's our number one priority.
Right.
So we don't want these kids being put in any situation
or exposed to anything that,
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We want to keep it
on
it
the
good.
Straight and narrow.
Keep
yes.
It good.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it is to be good influence,
right.
Good mentor. I gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a screening interview. There's also a home visit if you're going to be in a match where you're going to be taking the child to your home. And that's just to make sure it's a safe place. So it's not like a critique, like you're going to be a foster parent or anything like that.
Sure.
But it is a safety measure that we do for that type of match.
Right. So they're not going to check the fridge for frozen pizza and be like, you're eating too many of these.
We're not going to look under your bed.
Good. Yeah. Don't look there. It'd be a terrible place to look. Debbie Clark with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But you go through the process and then the mentoring starts.
Yes. Well, once you're approved.
Right.
So there is a screening team that reviews out of headquarters, reviews all the files for acceptance.
Gotcha.
So
there is a process. There is some stuff to go through for sure.
And then once you've been approved, then you actually get to read through the children's files that have been approved for you to look at based off of your preferences.
I gotcha.
As to what child you want to be matched with. So
and some folks over the years, I mean, there have been great relationships that have been fostered here and people that have just had great opportunities to impact a child's life.
Yes. And I've been matched 5 times myself.
Oh, so really?
Look I know at you. Firsthand what it feels like
what
to
that's
be
like,
a volunteer because it's not all, it can be challenging at times.
Of course,
Always, overall, it's rewarding as a volunteer, for sure.
Let's talk about this Duck Derby.
This is
the first time, sounds like fun, happens at Paris Park Pool. And you were telling me, you know, Cali College used to have an event like this. They don't do it anymore. And so you've got some ducks you're going to borrow from them.
Yes.
That's cool.
The ducks are coming.
But what happens? It happens at Paris Park Pool on July 17th from 5:30 to 7:30. What happens in this event?
Yes, yeah, so we want to first of all thank Arc City Rec for partnering with us.
Of course, on this, yes.
Without them, of course, we could not do this.
Got to have a pool for the ducks. Yeah, absolutely.
So basically, we'll be selling ducks. We're still accepting sponsorships, and then there's also a cardboard regatta, which we can talk about a little bit more. That we'll be doing, and that's part of the fundraising we'll be having. So yeah, so where do you want to start? Like, a single duck is $5.
Okay, all right.
Six ducks for $25.
That's a gaggle.
Yes, and a flock is 12 for $50. And then, or you can go for the colony at 100, and that's 25.
Oh my goodness!
Ducks.
Okay, all right.
So that is for the adult duck race. So the way it's going to work is we're going to do two heats, and then the top 500 ducks will do the final championship.
Oh my goodness! Okay, all right.
And the first 10 to cross the line will get prizes.
Nice.
Depending on the amount of ducks we sell, if we do sell, let's see, 250 ducks, we will have a $250 top prize.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So you can win some money here.
But that's contingent on selling that amount. Our hope is that we can increase that then. So,
and a duck race for the kiddos too, right?
Yes.
17 years and younger. One duck for $3.
Right. So that's called our Duck Dash. All the kids will get to keep their ducks. And then there will also be prizes for the kids for the top 10.
If I want to take part in this, if I want to talk to you about buying ducks, how do I do it?
You can do it online at the website, or you can contact me and we'll set you up. My board doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to ask them to be selling ducks as
okay.
well.
Okay, all right. So if you know anybody on the Big Brothers Big Sisters board, Debbie,
right,
then I can ask them.
Right.
Okay, all right.
But the easiest way is to go online
okay.
and do that. So
where do I go online?
That would be, let's see, that is the bit.ly.
Okay, that's the bit.ly
yes.
/ Cali Duck Derby. Okay.
Correct.
And the cardboard regatta.
Yes.
What is it?
So we're looking for 18 cardboard boats made of cardboard and duct tape.
Okay.
And anybody can put one together.
It's $250.
Yeah, duck.
Gotcha. I see what you're doing there, Debbie Clark.
$250 okay. to enter your cardboard boat. And then we will be giving bragging rights, and then those people will also name the cardboard regatta race for the next year.
Nice.
But it'll be a lot of fun. So.
Very cool. Sounds like it. Wrap us up quickly. We got a couple of other things coming up too. So talk to me about Boss
yes.
Hogs.
Yes. So Boss Hogs, this is our eighth year to partner with them, and they will be giving a percentage of the sales on June the 3rd.
Okay.
All day long, the sales will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters.
11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So all day at
yeah.
Boss Hogs. And
yes.
that is in Winfield at 314 West 8th. Actually, I get my hair cut right across the street from there.
Perfect.
And every time I smell it, I'm like, I want to eat lunch rather than get my hair cut.
Right.
And then the Baked Potato Bar, which has been going on for eons.
Eons.
But
very
tell
much.
Us about that, because
yes.
that's on June 10th at Grace Episcopal.
Yes. So if you want to order a potato ahead of time. I mean, we do need our RSVPs, especially for deliveries in Winfield. If you order five or more, we will deliver those. So, but
very
you
good.
Can come in and eat or carry those out. And Michelle at jplongcpa.com, or you can contact me at 620-221-7766.
Okay, we're on the clock. We got 1 minute left. Tell us what we need to know about the Duck Derby.
Support our youth. Buy a duck. Come out. Build a cardboard boat.
First time
have
for this.
Fun. Yes.
Haven't done it before.
Yeah.
The ducks are going to be swimming around in Paris Park Pool. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a fun time.
You'll see the race. You could win some money. And mm-hmm. you're going to help out Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cali and Sumner County.
And we will be selling them at the event, too. So you can actually purchase the day of.
Any chance you're accidentally thrown in the pool by people that know you or anything like that that happens?
That's always a possibility, okay. right?
That's the only
Seems
reason I don't
you
like
brought
to,
it up.
I don't like going to those events because I'm like, someone's going to try to throw me in the pool. Debbie Clark, Big Brothers Big Sisters, thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM.
Our status?
Anything but quo.